Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Two car companies with Georgia ties are asking President Trump not to impose tariffs on auto imports. The Atlanta Business Chronicle reporting Kia and Mercedes-Benz have submitted comments to the U.S. Commerce Department. Kia says tariffs would cause massive harm to its U.S. employees and investments. 14,000 people work at Kia's plant in West Point, Georgia. The company says tariffs would raise production costs by 10%. Mercedes says tariffs would lead to lower vehicle sales. Mercedes moved its U.S. headquarters to Atlanta in 2015. The company says ports at Savannah and Brunswick would see a decrease in business. The CEO of the Atlanta Beltline is leaving Atlanta. Brian McGowan has accepted a post leading a Seattle economic development organization. McGowan has been at the helm of the Beltline since former mayor Kasim Reed appointed him less than a year ago. He stepped into the role as the 22-mile trail faces increased scrutiny over affordability as retail and housing developments are building along the corridor. McGowan tells the Atlanta Business Chronicle he will work for the Beltline for about another month before he starts his new role on the West Coast. The Georgia coast has a message for smokers. The next time you head to the beach, you need to watch where you toss your butts. GPB's Emily Jones reports.
Cigarette butts are the most littered item in the country, according to the city of Tybee. They don't biodegrade easily, and they're full of harmful toxins. In an effort to fight the problem, groups in Georgia's six coastal counties secured a $15,000 grant from Keep America Beautiful. Tim Arnold with the Tybee Clean Beach Volunteers says they're handing out ashtrays made from beer and soda cans.
The second we started to show those around, it just resonated with the visitors here. It's very Tybee.
They've also installed 81 ashtrays near bodies of water and launched an education campaign called Georgia's Coast is Not an Ashtray. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
Savannah city officials are working with a private developer to restore part of Savannah's historic city plan. At yesterday's city council meeting, city attorney Brooks Stillwell said reestablishing Oglethorpe Lane will alter existing plans to construct a mixed-use apartment complex on former city-owned property on Oglethorpe Street. The Savannah Morning News reports it would also add time and expense to the project. City aldermen delayed a vote on rezoning the property and extended the due diligence period by 3 months. That gives the developer, Atlanta's Grier Morris, time to redesign the project. It calls for 167 apartments, retail, and parking, including 50 spaces that will be reserved for city use. Savannah City Council is expected to consider rezoning again in late September. And a state legislator from Habersham County is asking a judge to order a new primary election. This after a mapping mistake put voters in the wrong district. Republican Representative Dan Casaway calls the county's election office, quote, a complete disaster, according to the AJC. He's asking the Secretary of State to take action. Habersham's elections supervisor, Laurel Ellison, stands by the results in a court document filed this week. A do-over election is not unprecedented in Georgia. Walker County voters went to the ballots a second time in 2003. To elect a representative after redistricting changes meant some weren't able to vote. And a 2015 mayoral election in Hazelhurst, Georgia, was redone amid alleged vote buying. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.